Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley back and better than ever. It's Monday, December 14th. My sister Kate, shout out to her birthday. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a card like it's your birthday. Shout out to 50 Cent. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. My sister Kate, her birthday's today, December 14th. I don't even going to give the date. I don't even know if I have permission to give the date. Let me just say this much right now. I'm the youngest of eight kids, born in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains, Bradford, PA, the pride of Western Pennsylvania. I don't know if I'm the pride of Western Pennsylvania. Chances are I'm not the pride of Western Pennsylvania, but my mom was. She raised eight of us by herself, and two of those would be moi and my oldest sister, Catherine Mary Crowley. Happy birthday, Kate, and to you out there listening at the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you as well, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. No subject is off the sheet, man. It just, I don't even know. My brain's a little bit scrambled. I was traveling in Orlando, a whirlwind trip last week, Palm Springs, back to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Orlando, Orlando back home late last Friday night. Now it's Monday morning, and we are ready to rock and roll, talking about killing the enemy with kindness. You ever just want to kill somebody? Yes, you do. You dream about it. You think about it. Maybe it's your ex-boss. Maybe it's an old relationship. Somebody that did you wrong, man. They did you dirty. You ever been done dirty? Of course you have. If you've been in business for 5 minutes, you've had somebody that promised they were going to do something for you. Joint venture partner, sales copywriter, somebody's going to do some programming for you. You threw them some money and they did you wrong. Somebody talked behind your back and they did you wrong, right? Somebody who just did you wrong. Well, kill them with kindness. You want to really get underneath their skin? Smile. Say, how you doing? How are you? You look amazing. Wow. You losing weight? Even though you gained 25 pounds. Man, you look so well rested, even though you look like you haven't slept in a month. Yeah, boy. Hey, great seeing you, even though it's not. Look, here's the deal, man. Once you allow people to rent space in your head, and they know they're renting space in your head, they own you. You don't want to be owned. Wants to be owned. I don't want to be owned. I used to allow that stuff to fester and fester and fester, and then you just release it, man. You gotta take the high road. And I say this because if you're an entrepreneur, literally for 5 minutes, you've been done wrong by somebody, like I said, because you place trust in people. Could be family, could be friends, could be people at your church, which is all the time. Oh, don't even get me started on Christians. You know what I say. If it wasn't for Christians, Christianity would be a really cool thing. But you got to be bigger than that, man. One of the quotes I use a lot is, should you find yourself the victim of other people's bitterness, ignorance, smallness, or insecurities, just remember this. Things could be much worse. You could be one of them. So if you're not one of them, get going. You don't want to be one of them, and people want to drag you down. The Kohiki crabs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki explains it perfectly. They're the Kohiki crabs, indigenous to the Hawaiian Islands. And you put them all in just a big old coffee can. And they're climbing around and scurrying around. And then one tries to climb out of the can. What happens? The other 10 drag them back into the can. It doesn't, you're not getting out of this can, man. It's the can of misery. You want to be in the can of misery. Come on down. You're not getting out of this can. That's most people in life. They're the Kohiki crabs. They want you to come on down. wallow in our misery. You're not getting out of this coffee can. And then people that do you wrong, they want to keep you down. They want to keep you. The whole goal is to keep you down, wallowing in their miserable, pathetic life. Remember, if you don't climb out of the can, you're going to just be one of them. They want to rent space in your head. Don't allow them to do it. You got bigger things planned. You got greatness inside of you. You got huge mountains to climb. You ain't going to climb the mountain, okay, being involved in the big D word, drama. Another quote for you. Just because somebody invites you to drama doesn't mean you need to RSVP. Do you receive that today? Just because someone invites you to drama does not mean you need to RSVP. No thanks. You ever just not get back to somebody in an RSVP? It pisses them off, man. Big time. Hey, you didn't RSVP to my party. Yeah, I didn't feel like it. What else you got going on? Anything more exciting than that party? Sorry, I got a little bit, it wasn't personal, a little bit going on. It's a four-letter word. It's called life, okay? I got a little bit more going on than your party. Of course, I wasn't being rude. I didn't do it intentionally. Just forgot. Oh, and you know that big old drama party you invited me to? I forgot to RSVP to that because I got something going on. I got greatness inside of me, and I've got lives to change. So excuse me if I don't get back to the big old D-R-A-M-A. All right? Are we clear? And another thing, I ain't a Kohiki crab. What? What are you talking? I just asked about coming to the party. The hell you talking about, Kohiki crab? Well, I don't even know what you... That's right. You don't know what I mean, but I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to drag me back down into the coffee can, and I ain't going back into that can anymore. I'm climbing out, man, because it's been 20 years of dealing with people like you. By the way, I'm making a lot of changes in my life, and you just happen to be one of them. So excuse me, step aside. I got greatness inside, and I got things to do, and I got people to see, and I got a brand to build, and I got lives to change, and I got value to add, and you ain't doing any of the above. So excuse me, step aside. I'm going for my dream. So, as we get launching on this Monday morning in December, there ain't many more mornings left in this 2015 calendar year. So either you're going to major in minor things, or you're going to get your ass going and you're going to do something today, because what you do today, you're going to be reaping the reward in March of 2016. What you do, the plant, the seeds that you plant today, you're going to be reaping that, man. The harvest is coming in for the spring of 2016. Who wants some of the harvest that's coming in the spring of 2016? I do. I got both hands in the air. I do. And you know what? You want to sabotage your success? Go ahead and let other people run space in your head. Go ahead and major in minor things. Go ahead and RSVP to the drama party. But you know who won't be there? I won't be there. And other champions around the world won't be there. Because they want every day to be Saturday, not Monday. Are you with me? Sam Crowley, let's get this week started the right way. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.